From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Friday, March 27th.
First, we're in our spring fund drive, and we're asking for your support to keep this station strong and independent. Make a donation today at mynspr.org.
In today's news, local governments are being overwhelmed by requests and comments generated by AI. Lawmakers have a plan to help.
Also, Republicans in the state capitol say legislation is needed to fix California's affordability crisis.
And state leaders have a new idea to target ultra-processed foods.
But we start with a significant ruling for a controversial ballot measure in Shasta County. A local judge ruled that Measure B, which proposes to change election rules to require voter ID, hand-counting ballots, and single-day voting, can appear on the June ballot. The Reading Record Searchlight reports that Superior Court Judge Benjamin Hanna's ruling indicated that reviewing the legality of the proposal wouldn't be appropriate before the election. The proposed rules all appear to go against state and federal law.
Moving to new population figures in the North State, estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau yesterday show the region's most populous counties are gaining residents. Butte and Shasta counties both saw slight population increases, under 1%, from 2024 to 2025. Butte County is up about 209,000 people. Shasta now stands at about 182,000. But most counties in the region saw losses, and that includes Lassen County, which saw one of the steepest declines in the country. It lost nearly 2% of its population over the same time period.
California is renaming the Cesar Chavez holiday. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill yesterday changing the name to Farm Workers Day after state lawmakers approved it. The change follows allegations the late civil rights leader sexually assaulted women and girls before his 1993 death. California was the first state to recognize Chavez's birthday as a holiday.
Local governments throughout the state are dealing with another problem, comments and requests that are generated by artificial intelligence. A bill making its way through the state capitol would prevent AI systems from being treated as members of the public under California's transparency and public participation laws. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavallo reports.
Democratic State Senator and bill author Christopher Cabaldon says small local governments are already being overwhelmed by AI-generated requests and comments. Here he is during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing this week.
How do you find the three or four real human beings in the 48 hours you're processing 30,000 automated bot-generated comments?
The bill would allow local governments and agencies to disregard those AI-generated submissions when responding to public records requests or weighing public comment. Stanford AI policy researcher Jennifer King says the problem isn't entirely new. AI has just made it easier to scale. But she says the bigger issue may be how governments collect public input in the first place.
If it's everybody's out for themselves and it's just like, send your comments to this email address, then sure, it's really easy to take advantage of that and just hammer them with, you know, thousands of submissions.
King says one solution is building better systems, like centralized online portals, that add basic safeguards.
Making people solve CAPTCHAs and all the types of things we throw up as kind of friction to try to prevent robots from doing things that humans can do easily as an individual, but that these mass campaigns take advantage of at scale.
The bill now heads to the Senate Privacy, Digital Technologies, and Consumer Protection Committee. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
Meanwhile, the California Senate Committee on Public Safety has voted down a bill that would have increased penalties for disrupting religious services. Current law treats intentional disruptions of worship services as misdemeanors. The bill would have made them wobbler offenses, giving prosecutors the option to charge them as felonies. Republican Senator Shannon Grove of Bakersfield sponsored the bill. She says intentional disruptions of worship services are increasing across California.
These are not peaceful protests on sidewalks. They're incidents where individuals are blocking entrances, they're infiltrating services, shouting through bullhorns, and intimidating congregants during worship.
But committee chair Democratic Senator Jesse Arguin of Oakland said California already has laws to protect worshipers from threats and property destruction.
Regulating the content of people's speech, it's a slippery slope. And that's why, you know, we have to really judge these issues on a case-by-case basis and to make sure that we're creating a safe space, but we're also not infringing on people's fundamental constitutional rights.
The committee voted down the bill 5-1 along party lines.
And a quick note on another state proposal. California lawmakers are proposing a new label to help shoppers avoid ultra-processed foods. The bill would create a state-certified seal for foods that are not ultra-processed, aiming to make healthier choices easier in grocery stores. Supporters say these foods are linked to chronic disease, but critics warn the label could confuse shoppers and unfairly target many packaged foods. The bill will be heard in committee next month.
In Chico, city leaders are trying to figure out ways to give the downtown economy a jolt. The city's influential Internal Affairs Committee will discuss downtown revitalization at its next meeting on April 6th. It wants to hear from business owners and tenants. The city council this month voted to explore short-term fixes like reevaluating parking policies and public safety and allowing public drinking in designated entertainment zones.
And lastly, cooler weather is on the way. The National Weather Service says a pattern change around the middle of next week could bring cooler, more spring-like temperatures. There's also a chance it could bring rain in the valley and snow in the mountains. The shift follows record-breaking high temperatures this month that have decimated the state's snowpack. That's raised concerns about a long and potentially severe fire season later this year. And those are your headlines for Friday, March 27th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. If you haven't made your gift to the station yet, you know who you are. Don't wait any longer. Head to mynspr.org to donate. Thank you, and have a great weekend.